This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls on WESV Sports. Jimmy Kelts here broadcasting alongside my color commentator Cameron Snodgrass. Our statistician Mark Irvin and my sound engineer and producer Nick Youngs is back at the station. We are at Parkway Field for the Owls home opener. Two of the season hosting Countersport. The Falcons in town. Both teams come into the game 0-1 on the season. The Owls after their 56-0 loss in Punxsutawney. And Countersport fell to Keystone.
Yep.
Forgot the final score, but it wasn't a particularly close game. It was 20-some to 12, something like that.
Yeah, nothing to write home about.
Couple of touchdowns was the difference there. And tonight, the Owls looking for a bounce-back game, similar to how they did last year in their Week 2 performance against St. Mary's. We'll talk more about that later. But, Cam, the Owls had, I'm sure, what was a long bus ride home last Friday. They have to get back into practice this week and focus on making some changes. You think they were going through on both sides of the ball, offense to try to get some points on the board and defense to try to stop that strong running game that Punxsy showed real holes in.
Yeah, offensively, I mean, the Owls were, we saw, they just they weren't able to put the pieces, the drives, and when they would get close to scoring, a turnover would happen. But they were moving the ball well, and then they kind of got away from that in the second half because the deficit, they felt that they had to take bigger throws and these deacon dunks that were actually working again. Hopefully, I mean, this week, I hope they continue to attack the linebacking core because that's where the yards and that's where the and that's how the chains are going to move this week is by attacking the linebackers because they have the right formula. As for the defensive side of the ball, they need to stay in their gaps. They need to worry about their gap assignments. And again, it's going to come down to linebacker play for the Owls this time. Are you in the right spot? And are you able to complete these tackles? Because there were several missed tackles as well last week.
Yeah, last week the defensive line kind of, you know, shored up the outsides. Not on every play, obviously. But we had A.J. Gleason on one side, who I think was tied for a team lead with six tackles. He ends up going on to win the Owls MVP of the game. Sponsored by the Model T, and he had a couple of receptions, but he also, you know, he showed up in a big way on defense. So he's there on the one side of the defensive line, and as you mentioned all game, it was really the linebackers who have to come in and fill those gaps in between the linemen, and Punxsy was taking advantage of that, and they were going right up the middle, diving off to the left or right, and was able to kind of walk through and get into the secondary on a lot of plays. They also must have averaged, you know, good chunks of yardage, just able to not see a lot of third downs, keep converting, keep getting a fresh set, and walk down the field. And like you mentioned on offense, when the Owls were able to drive there early on in the game in the first half, they drive down the field, maybe on that their first possession, second possession maybe. They're able to drive down the field. They find some success, and it's a interception in or near the end zone for Talon Reese, and then the very next possession, his first pass goes for another interception, and it's so deflating, especially for a young guy, you know, and hopefully he's able to just bounce back from that. Talked a little bit to Coach Puglio about that during the coaches show, and we talked about some of the young guys, including Talon, trying to bounce back, trying to shake off the week one, and exactly how it went down last year, week one. A big loss to Brookville in week two. They end up taking St. Mary's right to the line. So we talked about that and more during the coaches show. So we'll listen to that now, the coaches show with Jeff Puglio.
Welcome to the coaches show with Coach Jeff Puglio ahead of the Bradford Owls week home opener against Countersport. Thanks for joining me today, Coach.
Glad to be here.
So last week, obviously, the road matchup, long road matchup, I assume quite a long road back to after facing Punxsy in week one. So first off, how was practice this week? What are some of the things you wanted to see? I know that running game of Punxsy really punched it up against us. So
things just got away from us. You know, we kind of struggle a little bit to begin with offensively, and they go down and score, and then we drive the ball all the way down the field. We really struggled to come back from that. And, you know, as trying to build this culture back up, and, you know, we've lost a lot of games in a row, trying to build it back up, there's going to be some roadblocks there. And I think we were all a little disappointed with that. So I think we're just in practice this week looking to bounce back and see some positive energy. And the kids have been really good about it this week. So I think they're excited to go for the.
Yeah, looking at it from, you know, from up in the booth, it was that obviously that first killer turnover right near the end zone. The second one came on two straight passes, two interceptions. And then in coming out of the locker room to start the third quarter, Punxsy just, I mean, they really came out of the gate and marched down the field. Countersport, from what I know, have another run-heavy look. Is there any specific adjustments that you're looking to make heading into that?
Well, they have a really talented quarterback. He's their best athlete. What he can do, he's got a big arm. So I don't see them running right at us like Punxsy did, more as trying to get him the ball and be creative in ways they do that.
Mm.
But at any given point, he can just drop back and let it go. So it's really going to be on us reading our keys tonight, paying attention to detail and making sure, you know, we're getting where we need to be, whether it's a run or a pass.
And then on the offensive side of the ball, we mentioned Talon Reese, starting quarterback, is a sophomore, young guy. And is that what you're looking for out of him, is just kind of that short memory? Hey, that's you know, last week is last week, last drive is last drive. We need to get back to our thing here and get this passing game going a little bit?
I think so. I mean, he had a really good summer with our 7-on-7th. And, you know, so it's one game, and that's kind of how we explain it. It's just one game, nothing to really get too worked up over. I mean, he's going to make mistakes, and, you know, we're all going to make mistakes, and we just got to bounce back. And I think what we need to do is kind of band together and deal with mistakes instead of, you know, individually and count on each other and rely on each other to kind of pull through mistakes that happen in any game you play.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And a guy that we saw some flashes from early last week was A.J. Gleason. And we had talked about him coming into the season. You know, he beefed up a little bit. Talented kid, multi-sport athlete. Last year, it seemed like some of the passing flashes came from that fit into Dalton Dixon combo, the long passes. And I know we got Laktash on the sides there and Isaiah Fitton on the other side. But are we focused in the middle of the field where A.J. Gleason is going to get a lot of those looks?
No, I mean, there isn't any single focus on any given play. Talon's got breezy to get through.
Yeah.
Last week, we weren't given enough time to get to those, you know, second, third reads. So the ball's coming out faster than we would like it. So the focus this week's been to kind of shore up front and make sure Talon can get through his reads to get to the open guy instead of trying to force it earlier than he would.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how they bounce back this week. I do think the energy is going to be, there's going to be a lot of energy in the stands for the home opener. So hopefully the guys can put on a show, and we'll see you down there against Countersport.
Yeah, I think it was kind of been the message this week. The similar setup to last year. We go to Brookville, kind of have a struggle game, and come back at home against St. Mary's, who ended up being the best team in the district and took them all the way to the end of the game. So I think that's what we're looking to see tonight, and we're excited to get going, and let's go out.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for the Owls home opener against Countersport on WESB Sports. We just heard the coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio. Talked about some of those points, about the guys trying to bounce back from their week one loss in Punxsy. And Countersport coming into town tonight. The guy that we talked about would be Gavin Ayers. Now, that's the quarterback with the big arm that Coach Pulido mentioned. He's able to make plays with his legs, and that's kind of what they most of the time, or at least that's kind of their traditional move, is just to let him drop back, create space, and let him run. But he can definitely let that thing fly when he needs to. Quarterback, they're going to need to keep eyes on that. And in the meantime, as we just went through the national anthem here, we've got a few minutes before kickoff. We're going to go through the starting lineups for Bradford Owls. The starting lineups are brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. On offense, we'll start with our quarterback, number 12, sophomore Talon Reese. We've talked about him at length. We talked to Cleo about him. He had that that week one three interception showing, but also young guy. He knows how to stay in the pocket and how to just kind of stick out those plays. And he's really kind of the first true pass first quarterback that we've had in this air raid system. So once he settles in, we're expecting nice things as he grows into the, and the running back position. We're going to see number 8, Troy Adkins, backed up by number 26, Lee Thompson. At wide receiver, we'll have number 11, Lucas Lagtash, and number 7, Isaiah Fitton on the ends. Number 1, A.J. Gleason, and Matt Perry inside. On the offensive line will be number 67, Luke Kerr. Number 9, Landon McGarry. Number 55, Alex Gangloff at center. And on the other side, number 50, Joe Carey. And number 6, and we've got the coin toss going on right now.
Yeah, well, let me bring up one thing to you. Countersport, the Owls are in where they have been a tried and true, like, this one style of offense, and they have switched things up. The Owls going from the traditional Bradford Owls wing tee, switching over to air raid over the past few years. And Countersport traditionally is a triple option offense, kind of like your Georgia Tech Air Force, like your Armed Forces teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of mixing up with different formations. That's not true to that triple option. They still sprinkle it in. But these are two teams that have changed their identities over the past 2 years. So I'm curious to see how that will play out with basically.
And the Owls in their home, all blacks. The Falcons are in their road uniforms. It's a white jersey, the gray pants, white helmets on the toss cam. So we'll wait to see. The Falcons are about to take the field, so we'll have our answer very shortly. We are going to be ready for kickoff at any moment. It does look like the Owls will be set to receive. Yep, as we see Fitton and Lactash going down towards the other end zone, and Cotter Sports lining up for the kick. So the Owls will start off their home opener with possession, try to feed off some of the energy coming into tonight and see if they can strike first, get on the board early, kind of break that whatever mental block there is without having scored a point. You don't want that to linger on into the game.
Nope.
You want to find the end zone early. Don't have to worry about that. And Countersport readies, and we are underway. A little squib kick bounces at the 30, and it's going to roll kind of picked up at the 20 by Isaiah Fitton, kind of saved it from going out of bounds almost, but yeah, was trying to get to it before a yeah. defender got there.
Yeah, I would have let that one go out of bounds.
Yeah, it would have been close. It would have been very close, yeah. Would have started off with a much nicer position. But defender was certainly, you know, he was running with his back towards the ball. It was number 26 on the field.
Dutchlander.
So he might have been nearby and able to kind of recover that kick if we had to try to let it go out of bounds. So here's your first possession for the Owls. First and 10. Snaps out, and it's going to be a pitch to the left side. Boy, it almost looked like a ball came loose, but do see a flag on the play. Yep. It would have been maybe a short gain, if anything, had the play stand. But, yeah, it'll go against the Owls, and that's going to bring them back even closer to their own end zone.
Like the I like coming out and running the ball first rather than passing. It's not a bad idea.
Should still be a first down, I believe.
Yeah, still first
down. They've got second on the field. But first and it's at 15. And Reese drops back. He's got a man open right to the 18-yard line or so. And the pass is complete to Troy Adkins as he takes it out of bounds there.
Yeah, just these little deacon dunk plays. He's already made up some of the yards they lost from the holding penalty.
Yeah, a good little chunk there. Brings it up to second and about 12. Trying to get to the 30-yard line. Set up at the 18. Your second long, Reese, with double twins trying to draw offsides, and he might have successfully brought Countersport across the line. Yeah, and that's what it is. So they'll get some of that yardage back on another penalty.
Yeah, and this is early on, but this is a good sight because it's small in the Owls' favor. They're doing some things right, so they can maintain it on this drive.
So that brings them within their original line of scrimmage. Now a 2nd and 7 to go. Here's Reese with one man alongside him in the backfield and double twin receivers. He's going to look to his left. He's got Laktash there for a complete pass, and it's a first down plus a couple extra across the 30 and down at the 32.
This is how they have to play the game, Jimmy. This is what is going to make this offense work. They don't have to take the deep shots like they have been over the course of the past season and a half. Just take what's available to you and keep the ball moving, keep the chain moving.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need to go for those home run plays. If you can average 4 yards every pass, that's good enough for a few first downs and to keep it marching.
Yeah, those shots will come in time, Jimmy. When they start pressing, they're going to get the one-on-ones.
So here's your 1st and 10 now from the 32. Reese sends a man in motion from left to right. Owls working from left to right on your radio. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to the right. It's hit as he throws and almost picked off, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, Catterspore had to read. That's just a simple it's a smart play call. Talon knew that it was man. That's why you have the guy come in motion on that play to identify whether it's zone or man. And that's the right play to go to, just a missed block in the Catterspore. Gavin Ayers, their quarterback, made a heck of a play.
Yeah, it was quick off the line and was able to get to Talon right as he was throwing. So it falls incomplete, gets away with one there as the dropped interception. Now a 2nd and 10, split backs on either side of Reese. He takes the snap, drops back, looks to his right. He's got his man, check down play. It's Adkins. Ball goes loose, but it's after he comes down. And now we're at a gain of about 3. Brings up 3rd and 7.
Yeah, now what we're going to look for here on the offensive side of the ball is an intermediate route. Look across the middle. Is AJ out there? Yep. So they're going to look. That's probably an AJ route right here.
Very well could be, yeah. Yeah, A.J. Gleason is on the field. Reese with double twins, and his back is to his left side. He'll drop back, immediately looks to the left, and it's caught short, but there is a flag on the play. It's caught at about the 40-yard line, needed to get to the 42.
There are two things if there's a flag in the backfield, either roughing the passer or holding. Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer. So the Owls, again, and, you know, this one's not necessarily a break. But they do get another fresh set of downs. Then 2 would have been the situation.
Yeah.
I think that's a decision now that they don't have to make. Click a little bit, yeah.
The down marker guy.
There we go. We had the ref moving in the wrong direction. So now we're coming the right way. And it's going to be put down right at midfield. And it'll be a 1st and 10 on the 50.
Yeah, and here, Jimmy, this is where I take real shot at the game. Is you got a little bit of momentum going, you're coming off a big penalty, take the shot now
quickly,
and you got a single high safety.
So we'll see double twins again. Reese sends his back in motion. Adkins goes from the left to right side, hand it off right up the middle. Adkins has a little bit of room, gets a gain of 5, and a nice tackle saves probably a big run from Adkins.
Establish that you can run the ball.
It's either take the shot or run it right at him up the gut. Yeah, I agree. By Adkins. Hop back. Now at the 45. A little botch, and he airs it out. It's going up and off the fingertips. Isaiah Finn.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah did get open. I don't know if he rolled it up. I mean, he saw Isaiah. So smart play call. He went to the right read.
Yeah, if he had a clean snap, might have been looking at, looking at now a 3rd and 5 from the snap. Drops back. Looks to that same right side, and he's got his man. It's A.J. Gleason across for a 1st down and more, out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Gain of 10.
Yeah, that's, like I said, all you got, getting everyone involved early.
Moving the chains, several 1st downs, several guys already credited with receiving 10 from the 35. And 9 left in the first. The Owls looking nice possession. Reese to the left, and just Finn on the right side. The snap, drops back, looks to the left. Across to A.J. Gleason. He's got it for another 1st down, and he's running. He's inside the 20, and will go down at about the 19. A nice play from Reese to Gleason.
Yeah, Gleason plays like a tight end fullback, kind of. He is so hard to bring down.
Yeah, when he gets those legs moving, boy, and he'll get that, if he gets that center of gravity down, tough tackle. He'll get underneath you. So that brings up first and 10 from the 19. Reese with split backs. The snap takes it. Nice snap. And it's going to go to Jordy Thompson. Run up the left tackle there, and it'll be no gain on the play.
Smart play call, though. I like the play call there.
Yeah, I like the early down rush. Keep it right up the middle. Don't get to Reese directing traffic here. Second and 10. Still on the 19-yard line. Awaits the snap. And it's a pitch out to the left side. And it's Adkins. Short gain. Couple yards there. Tried to catch Cowdy on their heels, but Cowdy was able to catch up.
On a play like that, too, if you look to the right, we got AJ, and AJ's playing that slot, and he's just probably should run right at the safety right here.
So a very short gain, if any, brings up a third and 9. Another botch snap. This one goes over the head. Flag down on the play. Adkins has to jump on the loose ball. Probably doesn't matter.
You hope for a false start.
Yeah, exactly what it is. That actually is there. Coming out of him here, fitting back and leasing out in favor of split backs. So that puts Jordy Thompson and Troy Atkins both in the backfield. Twins to the left, fitting on the right, awaiting the third and long. The snap drops back, looks to the left side, now to the right. Right through the middle, and it's dropped. Look to Matt Perry, who, caught the short pass there. Might have had some wiggle room and jiving to get through to a first. Started running without the ball a bit, like we talked about last week. But that's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know if they...
Yeah, I don't know that they have a field goal kicker. You know, they might have an extra point guy, but forward on fourth and long, fourth and about third right, doesn't go, takes the snap, drops back, right side, looking, Gleason airs open. It out, it's Gleason, caught, and...
Oh, incomplete.
Wow, waved off. He held that for a long time before it was ripped out of his hands and called incomplete. Boy, that is borderline.
Yeah,
so close.
Yeah,
and we've got 7:05 on the clock. Held the ball there for a long possession. Halted in as close to a touchdown as you can get without putting points on the board.
Yep.
I mean, as close to it as you can get. Really nice throw to Glee. Just great defense. Broke up that pass. I mean, arms could have.
Excellent work by Cowden.
Turn on down. Goes in 10. Here's. So they do end up getting a bit of a chunk, 4 yards on the play. But as you said, yeah, we had our guys there ready for the run. Lackdash ends up coming up with the tackle, which is a good sign as he starts out at linebacker. Was attacking through his gap. But your Owls defense is on the line. A.J. Gleason, Alex Gangloff, Luke Kerr, Jacob Ayers, Carey. Linebackers Lucas Lackdash, Evan Whitmore, and Greg Tyler. Cornerbacks Matt Perry and Isaiah Fitton. And free safety Troy Atkins. So another short gain there on second down brings up a third.
Yeah, and you can tell that Cowder Sport rely on deception, fake passes, and he's quit in the backfield. You just got to contain and do your role.
So here's the third and 2, and it's a run for a first down and more. Big hit, though, from A.J. Gleason as he had dropped back into coverage, came up to make a collision, if you will.
Yeah, somewhat.
Toyota collision of the game. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's by Bradford. Love to remember that one. That brings up a first down, though, as he was able to get across to the 39-yard line. Cowdersport in the chains. Ayers with split backs. Hands it off. Blown up in the backfield. Owls defense got to that one in a hurry, and it's going to be loss of about 6.
Yeah, they sniffed that one out, and they keyed in on the correct read right there at defense.
6. I must have got a little ahead of myself. Loss of about 4. Brings up a 2nd and 14. Yeah, and that'll pump up the defense a little bit. Getting to him that far into the backfield. Ayers again, awaiting. Takes the snap. It's another handoff. And taken down after a gain of maybe 2 for Cowdy.
For a sophomore, 5'8". A little bit smaller, but he looks like a little scat back.
Yeah, and Odd is a name that I recognize, if not from football last year, then from basketball. And could have been an older brother. He very well could have been playing as a freshman because he is a big boy. Could be even family, maybe. Could call it that. Here's a drop back from Ayers. He's looking. Got a lot of time. Now he's got to hurry. And he gets out. Fumble.
Oh.
And it's Owls football.
Yeah, I have no idea what Mr. Ayers was doing there. He had an old day and he had a long time
and I'm checking here, I think it was Jacob Abers, number 58.
Yeah, I think that was
Jacob Abers, who had a line on Gavin Ayres. He got to him, and Ayres maybe thought he could just shake him. Ended up just kind of taking the contact. He did escape contact from Ayres, but then as he was going to the sideline, ended up losing the ball. The Owls jump on it now, and it's first and 10 Bradford at the 38-yard line in Cattersport territory. So the Owls take over with great field position and a big...
Gotta capitalize on it. Take a shot.
Takes the snap, looks to the right side, and it's going to hit the defender in the back, intended for Laktash.
Laktash did a good job. Play defense.
Yeah, came out. It was weirdly timed. Came just kind of facing, kind of knocked down the pass without it that way. Brings up a second and 10 for the Owls. 3:37 left in the first quarter. 8, and it brings in 10. Reese, of course, Adkins to his the snap, takes it. A little high, but he has it under control. It's going to go. So it goes to Adkins out of the backfield, bobbled and dropped, but smacked a little bit there at the end of that play.
Yeah, that's the second big shot he took of the game.
Takes a little bit of direction here from Coach Z, heads back out for a third and long. Trips to the left. Fitton alone on the right. Reese out of the shotgun. Adkins to his left. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks to Fitton. It's not there. And he's brought down in the backfield by two Falcons who came right through the D-line and gave Reese another hit. This time up about fourth and 19.
Cattersport only brought
credit
in four.
To the Cattersport D there is that those guys just did their job there and somehow muscled through. Kind of simultaneously drive him to the ground. Loss of 9 yards brings up 4th-19. He's 7-yard line.
Uh-oh.
And the punt, the snap goes high and over Laktash's head. So he's got to jump on top of it. It's going to be a turnover on downs well into Bradford territory at about the 20.
Yeah, good for Laktash to recover that. I mean, Laktash is the last guy there for Tutty, so great job by Laktash.
Yeah, just jump on top of it there. They place it at the 28, so that's where Caddy will start. So the Owls end up giving it back with better possession than they got after the Ayres. Fump for Gavin. Go ahead. No fog. Not yet. And here's a handoff. Left side. Got some room. They need to make some blocks. He gets to the sideline. Shy of a first down, but a nice gain of about 8.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hammer down a sense, and they have the momentum right now. Get Cattersport on their heels, and I think that they did a good job.
You said hammer.
Hammer
down. It's a minute 53 left in the first quarter. Cowdy just outside of the red zone at the 20. Here's a pitch out, right side, walks through the line. He's going to get approaching the 10, but is dragged down at about the 12-13 by Isaiah Fitton. His second tackle in a row. Fitton trying to get side to side here.
Yeah, you're starting to see Cattersport open. Hit the full. Traditionally, you won't see that on any other team. Hybrid, new day of age offense.
Well, not only that, he got it on the inside, but was able to get, once he got through the line, was able to get out of the hash marks and brings up a first and 10 from the 18 rather. Neither of those. 13. A third try. No, I said I just had eyes.
Oh, you just
I thought
they were
about
new.
Them being
oh,
new.
Okay.
Short gain is going to bring up second and about 8 as the clock ticks inside a minute here.
I'm so amped up to see.
Down there doing his job, you know?
Yep.
Respect it. Here's Ayres with a snap out of the eye and just powering forward. Halfback was able to get it in for a first down, and they've got a goal-to-go situation. Cowdy knocking on the door.
Yeah, I mean, as a defender, you have to drop down on the legs, jog across the field. Drop down, stop the legs.
So a handoff right on the goal line there. And
Vetter Conyer.
That up. And so I'd believe you. No, the name's not made up, but who knows if he actually did it. They score with about 20 seconds left. 2-point conversion, walks right into the end zone, does Gavin Ayres. It's 8-0. Cowdy leads with 20 seconds to go in the first Bradford Owls football.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily Buck a Beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Jimmy, I'm a liar.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Cam is a liar. Scored by Gavin Ayers. Two-point conversion was scored by Gavin Ayers. I just stabbed you in the shoulder. Here's the kickoff by Cowdy. It's another squib, this time handled at about the 14 by Fitton. Fitton dancing around at the 25, gets to about the 30, and is dogpiled. You deserved it.
Yep. All right, well, I'm excited to see what the Owls do. They need to come back and replicate what they did that first drive. I hope they don't, because that was working. So, maintain. I'd like to see.
There's 12.5 seconds left in the first quarter, which gives Diana Combs one last chance here for a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant, part of Toji's Substation. Diana Combs is our first quarter contestant. Diana, if the Owls don't score here in the next 12.5, it's all good. The snap, Reese with a handoff, and he's caught just inside, just in the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a gain of about a yard for Adkins, and he goes down there. Yeah, the clock ticks down to zero, and we will switch sides of the field as the Owls trail Countersport 8-0 at the end of one. And we'll be back with the second quarter of Bradford Owls football on WES.
Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular is the region's only vascular specialist providing full-spectrum vein care, including innovative treatment of new and old blood clots. Brand new for 2018, Dr. Tejera is the only physician in our region offering VenaSeal, which is the latest, most innovative, and minimally invasive treatment for venous insufficiency. How do you know if you have vein disease? Symptoms may include legs that feel swollen, achy, restless, or heavy. Lower legs may turn dark reddish in color, and bulging veins or ulcers may develop. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are and most insurances are accepted. New vein patients can be enrolled in our popular vein class. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The home opener against the Countersport Falcons. Cowdy leads currently 8-0 after the first quarter of play. The clock, get ready for the second quarter. It's Owls football, 2nd and 9 from the 31. And the Owls, a 15-play, 5-minute drive. That ended with, again, as close as you can get to a touchdown without putting points on the board. A.J. Gleason, barely incomplete pass in the end zone. Counter defense to keep that from happening. And here's Reese airing one out, and it floats over the head of Fitton and will fall incomplete. They took their shot.
They did take their shot. Gleason came across. Looks like they're going to – but he got open too. So that tells me that's probably a one-route design. Take one look. And
made the read to Fitton there, but – Gleason also had opportunity. Brings up a 3rd and 9. It's with double twins, and Adkins to his left in the backfield. Awaits the snap. Almost drives one of the Falcons offsides, and he throws left and it to Adkins, but Adkins hadn't turned around to see it yet. And ends up falling complete. 4th down, the Owls will be...
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah, he had... He was open when Reese threw it to him. There was a defender hot on the tail because that does actually come close to if the defender sees that Adkins is going for the – he's got a play to make there. But here's the punt. It floats in. Wow, big punt and a great Owls bounce inside the 25, rolls at almost the 22-yard line. Excellent punt.
That's top quality punt.
Black Tash.
Well, then Luke rushed down to his own punt. He went down there. And-
I mean, he's I didn't specifically see it. He's been doing all the punts so far.
Yeah.
44-yard punt for Lactash. And nice hang time, too. I mean, he downed it. So we're at 11:38 now. Short first possession there for the Owls to start the season at their own 20-yard line. Ayers back at it for the foul up in that eye. Handoff to the back. A shoelace tackle there. Saves maybe a big chunk. Turns it into a 5-yard gain. And 5.
Yeah.
And I believe that's Ott, who's lining up as the halfback in that eye. Ed Ott, heck of a ball player.
Oh, yeah, one of the best.
You best believe it.
Oh, yeah,
here's
brother.
Your 2nd and 5. Back in that eye position. Ott with the handoff, diving right up the middle. And he pushes forward a 1st down. I think I saw a flag.
Yeah, I saw a flag.
There's one down there.
Yep.
Yada? Wow. Unbelievable. Ada joke. That is going to be a 1st down. Yeah, 5-yard penalty on the Owls and spot penalty as well. So They get their gain from the run, which was already a first, and then you tack on the penalty to that. Brings up a first and 10 at the one-yard line, the territory. Not anymore, as we've got Ott across midfield all the way to the 40. Now in Bradford territory, and Ott just kind of running through this Owls D-line.
Yeah, and the Owls are going, Falcons are going quick here. They are getting the play call, and they come snapping it within five. Defensive chance, the formation they're in.
So back in the eye, Ayers under center, Ott in the backfield. I mean, very well could just play action here, but it's a fullback handoff, and he's taken down after a gain of about five.
Yeah, I mean, if the runs work right now, there's no reason. Yeah, I think you got to, if you're the Owls, an extra guy in on the line if you're going to continue to get pulverized.
Yeah, the Falcons just powering through here from that I formation, really moving the ball well. Second and four here from the 8-yard line. Now here's Ayers out of the shotgun, and it's Ott, and he's got a first down before he gets knocked.
Who was that?
He's getting up slowly now.
Oh, was that AJ that came in with
AJ, and he had an assist there from Luke Kirk. Yeah, six
whammy.
That's what he ought to do.
That's what he ought.
First and 10 for Countersport. The 31-yard for territory. Ayers with another fullback dart up the middle, and it's going to be Xander Brown, fullback position. So he does, yeah, Xander Brown with an X. So he gets to do the Des Bryant after he scores. One of those, second and five for Countersport. Back in the shotgun, and another fullback. No, it's a keeper from Ayers. Boom, and he is trucked by A.J. Gleason, who pops up.
Penalty.
Yeah, the hit was fine, but he popped up and I just said something.
Yeah, I can't leave with the crown of your head.
Wow.
Well, Jimmy, I learned something. There's targeting the PIAA.
There is. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I thought it was a clean hit. I thought the hit was fine. I thought he was going to get an unsportsmanlike for getting in his face afterwards. But no, targeting brings up a first and 10 from the alert gain. Wow, at a loss. I've never.
Did you thought? I honestly thought the hit was okay.
Yeah, I thought
he was going to get.
I thought AJ. I mean, he led with his head, but I don't think he ever.
Yeah, I think he dropped down. I mean, it was a good hard hit, but I do think it was clean. And then when he popped up, the face mask. I thought he said something was going to get. Looks like we've got a timeout here in the action with a second and 10, second and 9. Hard to see from this angle, but we'll take a tax in timeout in the meantime. Brought to you by Tax and Restaurant at the Interstate. Run with the best homemade pierogies around on WESB.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back from the tax-in timeout. Here's your second down, and it's to the left side.
Uh-oh, penalty flag.
There's a late flag. So it was a run. Didn't go far, but a penalty.
Discuss it. It would be unsportsmanlike.
On the Owls, I assume. I'm usually right.
Don't do it.
Offsetting.
No dice is what the...
So offsetting penalties there will ball right where it was. Short gain, second and 8, the 10-yard line. Should be third, huh?
No, I think maybe the play...
No, the yardage cancels out, but they still replay. So here's a run. Ayers is going to keep it, and he dives into the end zone. Hit as he dives, but does get across his second touchdown of the game. A 10-yard keeper holding on Cowdy. So that erases the touch. Ayers was scrambling out of the pocket. He actually made a really nice move times to keep the defense off of him. Make enough room for himself to get towards the end zone. And as he approached the goal line, that holding wipes that out and brings him back for a... Now Ayers drops back. Scrambles out to the right. Stops. Wings it across, and there's another flag on the play. So that went incomplete. Wow.
Breaks.
So that goes incomplete, plus the ineligible receiver following the holding. Second and 28?
20.
Yeah, 23. Yeah. Second and 23 first. Airs it out, and it's caught in the court of the end zone for a touchdown. I mean, what a throw.
Throw, what a catch.
By Gavin Ayres. A spectacular dime dropped right in the corner of the end as the receiver.
Yep.
Yeah, unbelievable play. He plus the 2 yards, so 25-yard touchdown.
Yep. Cowdysport got the two-point
conversion. So two-point conversion is good. 16-0. Cowdy leads over the Owls here in the home opener. 6 minutes, 46 seconds left in the first half. And call on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance covered? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. With health, Medicare, business, one of the best coverages for all Ben Kirsch at or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street, a trusted full-service agency.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming off the second Cowdysport touchdown of the night, plus a two-point conversion. Zero with first half. The Owls still looking to. They did receive to start the game, so they're going to have to kick off the second. Here's a low kick, rolls and bounces to Fitton inside the 20. He gets it at 25 and is brought down there. And the Owls have been able to move the ball a little bit. They came away on defense with some big breaks, aided a little bit by penalties there, and Ayres just dropped it to Jackson Moss in the
quarterback. You can't do it much better than that. Only put
throw, and Moss just timed it perfectly to time it like that, and you know, to not have to stop by the time you hit the back of the end zone, and to just get there naturally as the ball is coming down. Is play. Here's 1st and 10 for the Owls. Reese complete pass across the middle, and that's good for a pretty nice gain. Maybe 15 yards on the play.
15.
I believe that's going to be Carey.
Is that Perry?
Or Perry, rather. Yeah, Matt Perry.
Any Aries on this team?
Joe Carey's a guard, so probably wasn't to him. I do believe Matt Perry was the correct answer. Brings up a 1st and 10 from the 3-yard line. So a player by the Owls, and here as Adkins comes in. So Adkins. Yeah, Adkins. Uh-oh. Wow. Yeah. Adkins came out with looked like he was getting a warning because they were on the sideline. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So no penalty there. Just a warning. 10 for the Owls still. Adkins still on the sideline. Jordy Thompson in the snap. Cowdy's shown blitz. Drops back. And intended for Thompson, but a bit overthrown.
I mean, yeah, Cowdy's getting there. That's disrupting Talon's progression. It's his timing, everything.
Well, they showed about 8 on the line and then just dropped everyone back.
Yeah, think of that.
Yeah, right. So we'll go into split backs here. First gets Adkins to the left, the right, snap. 2nd and 10 from the 43-yard line. Snap is back, looks to his right. Adkins going to go up the middle and get across midfield.
First down.
Right near that first down line. We'll see. Cam gave it to him.
Yep.
So that'll be a 1st and 10. For the Owls in Cowdysport territory here with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. The Owls trying to make something here before the locker rooms. Adkins to his left. Drop back.
AJ
and
wide open.
Yeah, he's got him. Is that Fitton?
That is Fitton.
For
but
a
AJ,
complete pass and a gain of about 13.
Yeah, AJ got wide open. I'm feeling it, Jimmy.
That was a really nice play. And as you said, even had Gleason there.
Yeah.
But he finds Fitton. For another first, now at the trips to the left, Adkins to his left, by himself, snap, off to Adkins. Adkins trying to get brought down, a no gain on the pass. Yeah, I would like to see him run it a little bit more up the middle. Had a lot of success. Okay, I do appreciate it.
Yep.
Don't mention it. But we've seen him run better north and south.
Yes.
But he did get a yard there, turns it into a positive. Cowdersport, I think, came offsides.
Yep.
Flag is down. We await the it's offside. And that 5-yard penalty will make it a 2nd and 4 for the Owls at 27. Jason Nuzos.
Excellent voice.
Helped me out with some WESB sports broadcasts during the basketball season. Here's a 2nd and short caught by Laktash as he stretches across the 20-yard line. It's down. And the Owls now. Field position they have for the game.
Yeah, now it's time to capitalize.
1st and 10 from the 20. Twins, he's got Adkins on his left, Fitton all the way to the right. He's going to have to check down, and he does. It's a completed pass for gain to Matt Perry. I think so. You mean Chandler?
Yeah,
Chandler. Yeah, I don't think so. Bing.
Bing.
Like bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, that was his brother.
Against the Skyscore defense. Let's score a touchdown.
Second and six to go from the 16-yard line. Trips to the right, and a lot of room for Laktash all by, and they're on the right hash mark, so they're looking for him in space. Laktash gets the look, tries to get the ball, and there it's just overthrown, but there's a flag on the play.
But it's going to be defensive pass.
Yeah, and we think that's going to bring, what, half the distance?
Yeah. We're inside the 20, first down. The eight.
Yeah, I think we're going to be at about the 8-9 yards. Yeah, first and goal from the 8. So Laktash, I mean, that was really nice play and got Laktash in space. Just saying, and that's fine, but Laktash had a surefire touchdown. They had to give up the interception. I mean, they take the yardage there, but first and goal from the 8. Reese looks to Laktash again. He's got it inside the 5, drops the ball, brings it even just a little close to go there from the 5. 2 left in the Owls knocking on flip backs. Side by himself. Now we're on the left hash mark. The snap takes it, hands it off. It's Adkins on the left side getting dogpiled at the 5-yard line, and it's going to be a short gain, maybe.
Your jobs and
trying to figure out how to finish off this drive are the Owls. Our Counter Sports defense, I mean, to their credit, has made the right decision. They had to commit that penalty, and it stops the Laktash touchdown. Now they get, they almost forced the other Laktash catch. 48 seconds left in the half. Reese to Adkins again. He's going to get up the middle, and he's in for a touchdown.
By golly, Jimmy.
The Owls score with 42 seconds left in the half. Adkins punches it in from 5 yards out.
Pinch me. Stop. We did it. Defense looking for pass all day. I love it. Two right here, Jimmy. We got a man in motion, Matthew Perry. 2-point
conversion to right. Airs it out. It's Adkins, and it's intercepted. Adkins had it, but a great play.
Yeah.
I mean, a perfectly placed pass. Just didn't see that defender. Came up out of nowhere in a really nice play. And that makes it 16-6. Leads the Owls with 4 seconds to go in.
In Tandem and Olean has been a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in southwestern New York. What it means to serve people with disabilities has changed dramatically, but one thing that has not changed is In Tandem's commitment to togetherness. In Tandem recognizes that as people, we're better together. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals. Find out more about In Tandem and how you can make a difference at intandem.org.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Bradford Owls got the Owls touchdown. Troy Adkins on a 5-yard run is no good. Makes it 16-6, and it makes the winner of a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant of Michelle McGee. Michelle McGee was our second quarter contestant. The Value Pack Meals menu. Toji's, sign up today at either Toji's sub the kick 41 o'clock. Counter Sport returned the 30 to the 35. Brought down at 6-yard line.
Yeah, I think, we got Dawson Smith on kick return. This is just a funny thing that I saw. So he pancaked, put the opposing player on their butt.
Well, I thought it was a delicious
treat. It can be. It can be. Said player from Counter Sport gets up, returns the favor back to Dawson Smith. And
dueling pancakes.
Dueling pancakes.
First and 10 for the Falcons. 36 seconds left. See if they try to take a couple shots here. They will get the ball back after the half. A run up the middle and bounces off one of the defenders there and gets a nice little gain contact of about 5. Xander Brown, their fullback.
Who called the timeout? Cowdy.
Cowdy timeout. For us, though, it's a Texan timeout.
What?
16-6. Cowdy leads. 28 seconds left in the first half. Texan timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this is a special group of the WESBs include these Marques and Sons in Tandem in Olean, enhancing the live services. Winner's Circle sponsor, right here on your season ticket. WESports in
WESB Sports.
Back for the remainder of the first half of the Owls' home opener against Counter Sport. The Falcons lead 6 or 4 seconds left in the second quarter. Here's the snap, and it's a handoff to Brown. Brought down in the backfield.
Oh, we got a – who has a second tackle for loss? Lucas Laktash, second tackle for loss. Sport's going to run this down. It's going to have to.
Double zeros on the clock, and Counter Sport heads into the locker room over the Owls 16-6 here in the Owls' home opener. But the Owls, I think, You know, coming off that Atkins touchdown, might have a little momentum in their favor. We'll see if he can take that into the locker room with him, bring him out for the half. We'll go over that first half, all the action, cover recap, and talk about some of the stats, as well as our halftime show, Halftime with the AD, halftime coverage here from the Owls' home. The Owls trail 16-6 to Countersport at the half. It's Brad with ESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case and Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns and Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Please get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem in Olean has been a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in southwestern New York. What it means to serve people with disabilities has changed dramatically, but one thing that has not changed is In Tandem's commitment to togetherness. In Tandem recognizes that as people, we're better together. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals. Find out more about In Tandem and how you can make a difference at intandem.org.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Is your insurance covered? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. With health, Medicare, business, and the best coverages, call Ben Kirsch at or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street, a trusted full-service agency.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Helping bring you this is a special group of the WESPNs include these Bar Case and Sons in Tandem in Olean, enhancing the live services. Winner's Circle sponsor, right here on your season ticket, W Sports in
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Time for the Owls Halftime Show. As both teams head into the locker room, Countersport leads 6 here at the half. The Owls just found them in the second quarter. We'll talk about that. We'll cover all of it in our stats and our scoring recap. First, we'll run down our first two these touchdown sweepstakes. Our first quarter contestant was Diana Combs. Our second quarter contestant was the Owls did not score quarter, and that means Diana Combs went a free lunch. They did score in the second. It means Michelle off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. You can enter today into either of those locations for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Each week, we draw 4 winning names and assign them a quarter of the Owls football game. Free dinner from Toji. Now, our scoring recap. The game, the Owls chose all down the field nicely. Some yardage at a time. but that was good enough to sit downs down. And but that drive ends in a killer of just shy of a touchdown, where they get inside the red zone. They end up getting bounced back out on a small loss of yardage. So right around the 20-22 yard line, Taylor hops back. He looks for eight and has his hands on however long it were him to have it in his hands, and the referee signaled a touchdown. It was a half of a second less than that, as the Falcon defender was able to rip it out of his hands and it gets rolled in. So credit to the Falcons. Their defense has been really nice all game long. But that is your drive. The Falcons end up getting it down and scoring on a 2 yard Ayers. Gavin Ayers gets on. He also keeps the extra or the 2 point conversion for himself, makes it 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. Again, in the second quarter, this time 25 yard pass to Jackson Moss, our guy, gets the moving touchdown in the game. Ayers keeps the 2 point again. It's 6-0 in the second. And then the Owls strike for the first time this season with a 5 yard run from Troy Adkins into the end zone. Is no good. And that's how we come to 16-6. That was your scoring breakdown. We're going to go through the stats in just a couple of minutes. But first, earlier today, I was able to sit down with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson and cover some of the other sports, the Bradford Athletics Department. Here we are with Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace in Bradford.
We're back with Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Joined here for week two, the home opener against Countersport, with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson. Thanks for joining me again today, Mike.
Thanks for having me on again, Jimmy. We really appreciate CJ Wallace.
Absolutely. So it's our second halftime from Parkway Field hosting Countersport. But we have some other action going on. Some things, you know, were called off with the weather we had early in the week. But what do we have going off? Well, you can start us off with last weekend after the game.
Obviously, last Friday night didn't go as we had planned.
Sure, in Punxsie, yeah.
Got back this week to practice and changing a few things here and there. And looking at this past week, Monday and Tuesday, we had a lot of rain come through. The outdoor events, girls golf, boys golf on Monday got wiped out. But we did play some JV football.
Right.
Lot close game with almost played by candlelight because we didn't have any electric at the high school. Right about the time for darkness, the
right
lights
at the
popped on and the game. Nice effort put forth overall. Yeah. Girls volleyball started on Monday. New coaching staff with we were over at Otto Elder. I did lose to Otto Elder. Just getting the pieces put together on that right now. Moving on to Tuesday. Again, lost some to rain. Girls golf match postponed. Girls tennis was postponed. We were able to go to Kane for a cross country match for the boys. Won the match. It was against St. Mary's, Kane, and Smethport. Our boys actually finished 3. It was Manny Diaz, Joe Paternetti, and Braden Frere. I think we're going to hit a bit of the this year. Solid runners. Manny returning district champion, state medal winner. The cross country season with those three.
Yeah.
On the volleyball side, they at Kane also on Tuesday. Lost that one, but a set or two there in the right direction for them. Wednesday was a beautiful night. Thing we had going on was both teams did lose to both very good games. On the girls' side, Maddie Coburn talked about quite a bit over the last couple. She scored her one
place
in Bradford history.
Congrats to her.
Yes, congratulations. Last night, Thursday, girls' tennis was down in Clearfield. Did lose 5-2, but some good things out of the hosted Kane. Sophie and Peyton Leet, low rounds. Volleyball, you know, finished up a very busy week for them. They were down in Brook. They did come back with a coming up tonight. The boys golf team is headed to Ridgeway. The Allegheny Limes are facing Olean Knights loss. And on to Saturday, tomorrow, boys and girls cross-country teams are headed to Lock Haven, a big cross-country invitational at Lock Haven. It's out of them tomorrow. Be the girls' first race coming up there.
Okay.
Boys soccer playing the second game of the time and team to beat in the games today.
Yeah.
Then moving to Tuesday, anything going on, but Tuesday, girls' tennis is hosting Brockway. Boys and girls cross-country We have our first home against Dubois and Brockway, and Boys Central actually is there.
Okay.
On Franklin. And moving on to Wednesday, don't have any varsity events go Wednesday, but the soccer starts their season at St. Mary's. That's the only in town. Thursday, we got the girls golf headed to Cowdersport for the Cowdersport Invitational. Boys golf, Elk County Catholic. I'm sorry, they're hosting Elk County Catholic. Kane coming in. And then girls tennis headed to St. Mary's. And that brings us to next Friday night. It's Friday afternoon. Girls tennis is hosting a scheduled match from this past Tuesday that was. And okay. Then Friday night, we're traveling to Otto Eld.
Yes. Otto next Friday and back at home the following week.
Pair of away games after that, yes.
Yeah. So it was brought up to me. You mentioned it when you started off there. The Owls looking to bounce back after that week one loss. It was brought up to me by Coach Puglia that last year, week one, went to Brooklyn, mm-hmm. had a tough one,
yep.
And came back and then hosted St. Mary's in the home opener, who ended up being the best team in the district and took them kind of all the way to the end there.
Took them almost last play of the game. We had the chance to play the game, and one game does not these.
Right.
So we, absolutely. We you know, the kids, as they go through the mistakes and.
So hopefully we're in a similar storyline right now as we were last year in week two.
Certainly hope so.
And congrats again to Maddie. Good luck to all the students in the upcoming week. A little bit shorter schedule than usual, holiday and a light Wednesday. But we'll look forward to seeing you again next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. And again, appreciate CJ Wallace.
That's Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford.
Helping bring you this, the WESPNs include these Marques and Sons in tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives. Their circle sponsor, right here on your V-Sports in
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJIS.
Respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Brand Lewis Run. Manufacturer, supplier, and service provider from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Respected world to see all they do at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devon Clough State are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devon Clough and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devon for your free quote, 814-817-20.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. It's the Bradford Owls halftime show on WESB Sport. We've covered our scoring recap with the Owls train. We did our halftime with the AD, Mike, presented by CJ Wallace, over our first half stats.
Here we go. 16-6 County, led by Adkins. He has 8 rushes and a touchdown, as well 2 catches for 12. Quarterback, Mr. He's 11 of 21, and he has 102 passing yards, no interceptions. Lucas Lactash has 3 catches for 21 yards. A.J. Gleason has 2 catches for 24 yards. Mr. Matthew Perry has 2 catches for 27 yards. And defensively right now, this is all Lucas Lactash. He has 7 tackles and 2 tackles for...
Wow, unbelievable. Really nice offensively to spread it out a little bit. 2 catches here, 2 catches from Adkins. And then Lactash really stepping it up on defensive side of the ball as well. And last week, that's what really sealed... A.J. Gleason as the Owls Model T MVP of the week. I mean, he had a couple of big passes, or receptions rather, yards, but lead with 7. But he and the other guys had 6 tackles apiece. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think it was Lactash. Sorry, I had a brain fart.
Oh, Lactash again. Yeah, that does make sense. He flies around the field. But Gleason, what he did on offense and contributing the 6 tackles on defense made him the Owls Model T MVP of the week. And Lactash, he does have some competition with Troy Adkins, though, who got the first Owl score of that 5-yard run. We are closing in on our second half of play. Halftime break there. So the bands, the Cowdersport Marching Owls, the field there for a few minutes in halftime. The Owls, we offense start to go a bit. They'll just need to tighten it up and try to finish off the drives more often than not. And we've also, they started to kind of figure it out a little bit. So hopefully that can continue on second half as well. But Cam, if you'd like to, while we have some time, what's going on?
All right, we got Kearnsville up to 8. Sorry, tied with Honey Catholic is up. Punxsutawney and Kane are deadlocked at nada in halftime. Red Bank Valley, just last year in single A, they are up 12-7. Keystone is up 22-0 over Union AC Valley. St. Mary's has a 7-6 lead over Ridgeway at the half. Dubois is up 12-7 over Brockway. Tyrone is up 14-0. Cameron County Red Raiders are up 6-0 over Smith. Port Allegheny playing a non-conference game. They are up 16-7 over Central Clarion. And Bald Eagle Area, 3 and Clearfield, nothing at half. And this guy could have been a drone.
Could have been a what?
A drone.
Oh, definitely not, dude. Of the two?
Of the two,
I think it's far more likely to. 40 seconds on the clock here before we hit one more 30-second break and be back with the second half of action. Bradford Owls football on.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devonclaw State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devin Kloss and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devin and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devin for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
And we are back and ready for the second half of action in the Bradford Owls home opener, week 2 of the Owls season. Host our third quarter contestant coming up for Toji's Tough Stakes will be her. If the Owls score in the third quarter, William dinner off the value pack meal. If they don't score, William lunch special from Toji's substation. As we await the teams here, as the Owls come on kick off, the Falcons set to receive. Still got eyes on Gavin Ayers, the starting quarterback for the Falcons, with a big arm and with the legs on the ground as well. And so far, the Owls, Troy Adkins has been the guy who's found the end zone, but we have seen Lucas Laktash start to heat up. It's Talon Reese, gives the ball around to A.J. Gleason. The second half is underway, and it's going to be brought back to the 23-yard line on the opening kickoff. They tried a little witch-a-digger there in the backfield on the return, and it didn't quite work out.
Yeah, that's old. Love yeah. to see it, yeah.
Yeah, kickoff went to the right side. The return man went up towards the middle. Right side return man came over to the left, and he handed off to him. As he ran behind him, did you bring the ball with you, did you? And the Owls kind of didn't bite on it. Got him down at the 4-yard line. 10, Ayers with a handoff. And Ott is brought down after a gain of 1.
Hey, good form tackle in there, wrapped up.
It's A.J. Gleason.
Yeah. No, that was Troy Adkins.
Oh, was it? I thought I saw.
Yeah, got his head to the side. Form tackle.
They do have Gleason out. It's almost like they swapped, right? Don't they usually have Troy at safety? Now they've got Troy at corner. So here's 2nd and 9, and it's a handoff for a nice run to the left side, and that's Ott with a gain of about 7 yards.
Yeah, I mean, these are just quick hitting plays, finding the open hole. Well designed by the counter.
Maybe 8 yards, actually. It'll bring up a 3rd and 1, so the Owls with an opportunity here to come up with a big stop. Countersport into their I formation here, and the Owls, the flag on the play, and the Owls will obviously hope for a false start, and they get it. So that'll drop back the 3rd and 1 to a 3rd and 6, and the Owls in a much nicer position here, 3rd down, to try to come away with a quick Countersport possession to start this half. Oh. So here's Ayers with the snap, I formation, hand it off, run up the middle, and it stopped well short of the first. A gain of maybe
We'll see if Countersport punts here.
Well, the Bradford Owls are set up to return one. They've got Fitton downfield at about the 30-yard line. Countersport seems to be talking an awful long time for just a punt. They do have Ayers all the way in the backfield, so Ayers very well might just be and Ayers punts it away. Wow, and what a boot. It travels all the way to the 30, takes a Brentford bounce to the 30. But my goodness, Ayers boomed that thing.
A lot of
Chocolata?
Yeah, well, how?
Shakalaka.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're
absolutely
wrong.
NBA Jam. Look it up. Boom Shakalaka. Look it up.
Don't tell me
wrong.
Everybody.
It's NBA Jam, and that's what it is. But you're wrong, and that's fine. But that's what it is. So
take a hike, pal.
A first and 10 for the Owls. Set up 3 yard line. Looks to his right, and he's got Gleason in the middle of the field. Gleason gets across the 50 and down at the 46 yard line in Counter Sport territory.
Hey, that was inside Lance. Get AJ involved early in half. I love it. Go.
Yeah, catch him in stride while he's got that momentum going. I mean, he is fast and strong. A great combination. Ride across midfield to the 5 yard line. First and 10 here. Right, and he's out of bounds.
Attack the left side, attack the weak side. But Talon, I mean, people got to realize Talon, a sophomore,
yeah.
Quarterback. His first year being the full time starter.
Yeah, didn't play a ton last year. Got some good looks and started a couple of games. Didn't play a ton. Second and 10 from the 45. The snap. Drops back. Looks to his right. Airs it out. And he's got Isaiah Fenton at the 20. Fenton comes down with it at the 18. And Fenton's pumping up the crowd, pumping up the sideline. What a firecracker.
Exactly what this Owl team needs right now. Getting fired up. And we got a text from Kim who said, you're wrong, Jimmy.
Okay, that's fine. And that's fine, though. But you guys can turn on NBA Jam. And I know from the 18, the snap. Reese drops back. He's in trouble. And he's going to be dropped down for a loss of about 7.
Communication there, Talon. Just Lactash. Probably ran Lactash with the other.
Sound engineer and producer Nick Young says it is, in fact, Boom Shakalaka. And he, unlike you, obviously, who told Laka, and that's second and long for Reese and the Owls. He drops back, looks to his left. He's got a check down there, and Adkins right away for a loss of another yard.
Yeah, that's not the play. That's not where I'm going with. Yeah, I mean, AJ's back in the game. Bailout. You're in four down territory. I think the
gotta
Owls
come away with one here.
Yeah, and the Owls, I mean, hey, yeah. Take the yards as the first down on this play.
Got to come away with one on this possession for sure. So get a chunk here. Third and long from the 29. Or the snap. Reese drops back. Looks left. He's got a man downfield. It's caught. And it's going to be a touchdown by Lucas Lactash.
Wow. What a play by him.
Lactash with a beautiful move and a nice catch. He ends up walking in.
The room for error there was slim to none. And he caught that ball, and Countersport made the fatal mistake of not pushing him. And that resulted in Lactash getting a touchdown. Great play call. Great throw by Talon.
Shout out to Sean Falk. Just ran down the sideline, pumping up the crowd after the touchdown.
No.
Here's your 2-point conversion. Reese draws him off sides. But so in the third, we've got our call him
a statue. And
so here's your conversion attempt. From a little farther out, and boy, just shy as of Isaiah Fenton.
Just a little ugly.
So that brings it to 16-12, the Owls Trail Counter Sport, with just under 7 minutes to go in Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Bradford Owls football. 4 left in the third quarter, coming up 12. It was a 29-yard pass from Talon Reese to Lucas Lactash. Reese's first passing TD of the year. Lactash's first receiving TD of the year. Their second touchdown of the game following the Troy Adkins 5-yard to the Falcons. The kick caught at about the 18-yard line, bobbled a little bit, and then exploded across the 30, 35, and brought down 40. Yeah, got a little chippy in the pile, I think.
On these kickoff returns.
So the refs talk it over for the flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. We've got – it's on Countersport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is from the scrum in the pile. It's an unsportsmanlike on the Falcons. They would have started right near the 40-yard line and instead moved all the
way. You got to keep this on your side.
15-yard penalty brings up first and 10. And you're right, yeah, the Owls were the last two touchdowns And the last Countersport possession ended in a... So the Owls do kind of have all the momentum. Now would be the opportunity to come up big. And there's a botched snap. Ayers has to pick it up and scramble. He's in trouble here as he's hit near the 20, and he dropped it again. I think the Owls have it.
They do.
The Owls take it over inside the red zone.
Yeah, he needs that, Mr. Ayers. Second time rolling out of the pocket.
In that same situation, yep. This one he had to deal with a botched snap, so a little bit different. But he had an Owls defender chasing him down, and it seems like he's just sure he can get away from it. He's so short-footed, and he's fast, and he does escape the contact. But then as he goes to the sideline, something's happened both times where he's lost the ball as he goes to the sideline, and the Owls have been able to recover. That's their second takeaway. And this one brings up a first and 10 at about the 18-yard line. The Owls primed here to take their first lead.
A little setback here with Bob.
Yeah, starting the Owls on there.
He's not, Gavin's not tucking it away, though. You're breaking out, hold it out there. Vipers are capitalizing, swatting at the football, getting it's breaking in their favor because that ball's not rolling out of bounds. It's staying in bounds.
He drops back. He's going to look to his left, airs one out, and it's brought down for another touchdown, and the Owls have the lead.
Matthew Perry, great catch. Allen again, another few up right where only Matthew can get that, and that's a good 50-50 ball play by Perry.
It's Reese with a 23-yard TD to Perry. And the Owls lead 18-16. They're going to go for two.
There's some energy here that I'm feeling right now.
The stadium is rocking. Actually, they're going to kick this.
They do have a unit.
Yeah, I thought they would have a point, a PAT unit. No, maybe not a, you know, they might point after, certainly. It is up, and it's good. Isaiah Finn with the extra point. It's good, and it's a three-point Owls lead, 19-16. Here in the home opener, 6:31 left in the third quarter. The stands are pumped. The fans, the players, everyone is juiced up here from Park. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this is a special group of the WESB participants include these Barcase and Sons, made in tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives and services. Winner Circle sponsors, putting right here on your season ticket, WB Sports in...
WESB Sports.
And congratulations to William Zeher. William was our contestant for Toji's Stakes. Now, he was already made the winner from the first touchdown for the Owls in the third quarter. Here's a return with some room for Countersport. They get to the 40-yard line, and this penalty on the unsportsmanlike will bring it back. This is about where they would have started on their last drive.
Here the Owls defense. Buckle down.
You have to now. Yeah, your first lead. Also, the Owls trying to streak that stretches back.
Pandemic times, right?
20, yeah. Yeah, about 20 games. And 10 for Countersport. Ayers gets back to work. He drops back from the shotgun, rolls out to his left. Looking downfield, he's got a man wide open, and it's caught at the 30. There's a move, and he's spun out of bounds by Laktash, and there's a flag after the tackle.
I'm not sure.
He definitely got to him, and I think it was a horse collar.
Nope.
We do have a man down, one of the Countersport. Is down on the play as he's tended to pause just to see if he pops back up first.
Last win came in
2019. Yeah, it would have been like week 7.
Yeah, right around
something
there.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah, that was Frank Williams last year in the booth. Remember it well. So we will take a quick pause here in the action as one of the 25-yard line. We'll take a tax in timeout in the meantime. The Owls lead 9, just under 6 minutes left in the third. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. No update yet on our injured Falcon. He's still down at about the 25-2. Athletic trainer. Might have been a cramp. He just popped back up. Yeah, got a limp going to the sideline of his own power, and there's a little bit of a jog. So a cramp.
I think I can run through some way. 8-6 over Cameron County, Port Elizabeth.
So that was the penalty. It was a 5-yarder on the Owls. brings up a first and 25-yard line. And Ayers is in trouble as he's hit in the backfield and dragged down for no gain.
I think that was Ott.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was Ott.
Yeah, I mean, when Couch
I made an error.
About that. So Ayers has gone back to pass, successful than the two. They have been completion. So,
second and 10 from the 25. Here's a handoff to Ott again. He's going to get hit out the line. Maybe a short gain this time, but not much as the Owls stuff him again at the line of scrimmage.
Gave up the big play. Right now they're hunkering.
So that brings up third and 10, 25-yard line. And the Owls, what do you do if you're Cottersport and you bring up a fourth and long here? You're down by three with a lot of time left. You've been able to score. Here's the handoff. They won't have to worry about it as Ott dives up and gets right to the first down line.
I think he walked a yard past it.
Yep.
I mean, if that situation were to occur, I don't think they're going to kick a four.
Hey, we don't have to worry about it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess probably right in this area would be the harder. 10 from the snap. Ayers hands it off. Here's Ott up the middle, and the Owls get another stop. Right goal line, a short game yard.
God, missile.
Just couldn't get to it on third.
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to go ahead and...
Chocolata? Well, that's just like your opinion,
I'm just going to say it.
No, well, hey, that's just like your... Second and nine. Ayers takes the snap. Tries for the keeper, and he gets a loss. Phew. As the Owls get to him quickly in the backfield, that's going to bring up a third.
And I will say, let me drive right now. I mean, there's been two plays
above. Oh, white and gray.
Congrats. They're getting interior pressure here. So I like the way that the defense is playing the plays, but all said and done, you're at a third and six.
Yeah, that a big sack there brings up the third, 13 yards from the rolling out to the left. He's got a man there. It's completed, and he's smacked
right around the first down
yard line. Wow.
I don't think we're topping that one for the length of the game.
You could call it now. Yeah, that's the... That's the collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. So the pass was completed near the 10, curl headline to try to get up to the end zone, and Gleason smacked him. And that's a fourth down, and they might have been short.
I think they're short.
So they went for it on fourth and inches. Looked like they went for two awful far. That's a close. Yeah, it's still close. He's going to call it a spot. Only spot there. Brings up a first and goal for Cottersport. Clocks ticks down inside of 2 minutes in the third. The five. And the Owls. Ops Ayers is on to the keeper, and he's going to get into the end zone on the first. And Cottersport takes the lead back here in the third.
Just found, being said, Bradford did a good job. Oh, we got a penalty now. Ref was not happy about
dog.
Seen a hit like that in high school. Yeah, either way, I mean, it doesn't matter if they kick the extra point or if they go for two. Because the maximum the lead's going to be. They already have a three-point lead.
Right.
So might as well go wing T.
T, man in motion. Here's the snap. It's pitch out to the fullback, and well short. Brought down around the 10.
You're going to try to run the wing to the Owls.
22-19. Second lead change of the night. With a minute 39 left in the third, Bradford Owls football on WESB.
The call or message that no threatened or scared is not the Social Security. Threaten you, press you for personal card, prepaid, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these, are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore it. Report this criminal act.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for the Owls. He just took the lead. Touchdown. Our guy, Sean Farr, is back on the sideline. Turn. Fitton and Laktash bounced and up at the 20, the 25, 30, to the sideline at the 35 and brought down at the 38-yard line. Just Laktash.
Yeah, we're seeing this that we haven't seen. They're angry runs right here. They're blocking is...
Signs of life.
Yes, there is a pulse.
They're trailing by three. Owls, Reese in the backfield. The shotguns, Reese snap. Laktash.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to, but pressure got their talent to get an accurate pass.
Yeah, they went with handoff to Adkins for the Laktash on top of it. Probably better he didn't, or a loss.
Yep.
Laktash awaits for the second and 10 snap, drops back, looks to his left, across the middle, and as well.
I don't know who
ended Perry, for. I believe.
Yeah, Talon just shaking off the last two plays. Forget about it. It's natty.
Third and 10, working from the 9, 40-yard line. Looks back, looks to his right, airs it out, and it's almost intercepted as Perry, defender, was almost there, but it goes off, and the Owls will have to.
I like the play call. I was correct there. Talent through the ball.
The throw might have been ill-advised. But
yeah, well, I don't even think it was either spot. Either way.
Booted off. Holy smokes. It's a rocket. It's caught at the 30 and
muffed it a little
bit.
Yeah,
almost muffed. He had to jump up a bit at about the 32.
20?
That thing had some air under it.
Yeah, I don't.
Skied. What are you looking for, the Owls?
Yeah, because
it's Carter Colley.
Holy, dude. He was dogging it down there.
Colley got the collision.
Yeah, he did. Which we first haven't seen it yet.
First and 10 for Cattersport from the 31 in their territory. A handoff to Ott.
Yeah, and if you're Cattersport, probably working to kill it because you're really in time management mode now. If you're the coaches, you're going to try to get down the field as quickly.
No,
I mean,
now that the Owls are clicking a little bit, you want to try to have a lead.
Yep.
Second and, three, a little bit longer than five. Hands it off again. Gets across. 4 yard gain.
It's going to bring us down to the Counter Sport's going to go over, try to reset the clock at the clock.
So there's the end. Double zeros on the clock. Marks the end of the third quarter, and we've got to play as Counter Sport. The Owls very much in this one. 2-19, Bradford Owls football.
At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, you receive nationally recognized, innovative, and personalized care in Bradford, Pennsylvania, without the hassle of driving to a major city. Experience for yourself the convenience of office visits, diagnostic ultrasounds, and procedures in the comfort of our state-of-the-art facility, all under one roof. For over 16 years, Dr. Tejera has specialized in the treatment of complex artery and vein disease. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, patients know they aren't just a number in a computer. They're names and faces of real people we work together with to achieve a better quality of life. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for the final quarter of play here in the Owls' home opener. 2-19, the ball, third and one from play. But the Owls at the locker room, 6.
Yes, sir.
And now trail by after a pair of third-quarter touch, Black Dash and Matt Perry. Few extra sport and get the clock running up again.
Yeah, I mean, as the defense, pin your ears back a little bit, and you got to start attacking this. I don't imagine that Counter Sport's probably going to run too many pass plays, so you can kind of almost sell out them. They're in probably kill the clock mode, Counter Sport is.
Yeah.
They do not want to see this Owls offense.
As little as possible. And they'll pass, but in obvious passing situations, yep. I think. So it's first and 10 from the 45. Owls showing a lot in the box. Here's the run, and they're not able to stop it. It gets across for another first down. Now in Bradford territory.
About as old school can get. Dive. It looks like we have an injured Owl on the field.
Yeah, we have an Owl down. Trying to process of elimination, figure out who that is. Adkins. Lactash. I would say probably not, no. But I don't want to speculate. I didn't see Lactash coming off the field, and I know he's in on that. Yeah, it is. So Lactash down right now. He's the injured Owl. Remember, Cattersport went down with an injury and cramp. So we'll hope 5 yard line. And then Mika Taxon timeout. Quick break in the action. The Owls trail cutter left. A Taxon timeout. Bradford Owls football. Well, Lactash is up and jogging off the field on his own accord.
Get it rolled out. That's
I believe we're all good, right?
Yeah, I think it's hot muggy.
That was
night
a fake.
Too.
That was a fake out. I faked you out. You told it was hilarious. Laugh at it now. The quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, Reed. Carey, I lied. Joking. Got you again. Sweet. So easy. Carey Reed is first and 10. Board up, ran to the sideline. Wow, another handoff, and he's off and running.
No.
Possible touchdown. No, brought down, saved. 20? Looking for it now.
20, is that Carter Colley?
Yeah, it is Colley. Colley very well might have saved a touchdown. So there was a lot of room there. Colley made that tackle in space.
Right here, you cannot let Colley.
First and 10 from the 26-yard line, rather, not the 25. Here's the run to Ott.
Wow,
keeps it moving. Breaks the tackles, gets inside the 10, and brought down at the 5.
Heck of a run.
And Isaiah Fitton comes up with a tackle, but he was slow to get up.
Wow. That should have been stuffed in the backfield, and that was all pure off the running back.
Lactash is coming back onto the field. yeah, that was unbelievable. And what we've seen of Ott is he's more of a speed runner that relied on moves, but he broke a couple tackles there and just the first and goal, the 5-yard line.
Oh, good tackle by Lucas Lacker.
Right back in and immediately makes his presence known as he popped to that drive, to that play rather, and makes it a second and goal from the 5. No gain on the play.
On the edge. There's a lot that goes into it, but.
Yeah, Owls be huge if they're able to hold Cottersport here at the 5-yard line. More plays rather. Here's the handoff, I formation, fullback dive. He's close, and it's a touchdown. Wow. A touchdown by the far end judge, and that's going to be 28-19, 4 left in the contest. So that was a 5-yard run by Xander Brown, I believe.
If you haven't yet, folks, fumbled snap on the 2-point conversion attempt. Gavin Ayers gingerly walks in.
Fumbled the snap, picked it up, and converted a 2-point.
Know how to explain that to the got wrapped up, twisted one way, was holding the football, took 2 steps with 3 guys.
Well, it makes it 30-19, Cottersport lead. 9 minutes left in the contest. 9:04 for the Owls home opener hosting Cottersport. 30-19. The Owls will get the ball back here with 9 minutes left in the contest. Very much still in the game, only 2 because the Owls offense has come alive. Bradford Owls football on.
Owned locally, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Brewery of Companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceuticals, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back for the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. That kickoff sailed over the head of Isaiah Finn and into the end zone, bringing off a touchback. The Owls to start possession. 9 minutes left in the game, down 30-19, 20-yard line.
Year twice. Offense.
Reese in the passing attack has obviously looked much better so far in the second half, quarters of the season. Got his first 2 TDs, awaits the snap here, drops back, shovel pass, and he's broken off.
Oh!
It's Lucas Lactash for a first down and out of bounds at the 40-yard line and a late hit. Oh, no, not Lactash.
No, that was Troy Atkins.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That play was destined for nothing. And Troy Atkins made a heck of a move to get under off of him.
Atkins hit at about the after a gain of 1. He got the shovel pass and immediately was held to contact. He broke that tackle and ran it out all the way from 2-yard line. Looks like the 45 where he went out of bounds. And they smacked.
Getting hit out of bounds. Line.
Out of bounds, yeah. So that's going to take him to the 40-yard line in Cottersport territory, I believe.
It's one way to move the ball. I like the play call, too.
I mean, I'm sure Atkins would rather not get hit out of bounds for an extra 50, if it's 15 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it's 15-15. It's better than 14 yards.
First and 10 from the 40. Reese has a man.
Boy, looking downfield before he had them.
Atkins on the flat. There is the assignment for Cotters. Yeah, started looking down.
Yeah, that's just there's a case of that. Flag that happens. All right, so the Owls are going to get 15 yards. They're calling a timeout.
And then the timeout to go along with it. So we'll take a Tax-In timeout in the meantime. Brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run. Within timeout, Bradford Owls football.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. 8:50 left in the fourth for Bradford Owls football, the home opener against Cottersport. The Owls moving the ball pretty effectively now, albeit with the help of a couple of penalties and unsportsmanlike, and now we're roughing the passer. Yeah, no. First and 10 from the 25. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't see Gavin here.
Yeah, he had been the aggressor there on the late over the middle on the throw. So that'll bring up 2nd and 10.
Yeah, that's one way to get them coming off of a rough in the on. I mean, that's, you put that mental pressure. Good job of it. Talon's got to pick it up, though. I have faith in.
Yeah, still a 2nd down here and 5. The Owls only down by 11 right now with 8:44 left to play. A lot of time. Possession game. Reese drops back, looks to his left, scrambles to his right, over the middle, and a beautiful pass to Adkins, who's there for the first down, and a few extra, goes out of bounds near the 10.
Yeah, that was great. Great, I don't even know what we can say at this. Great job by him.
Yeah, it was really nice play. It broke down, and he had to scramble out of the pocket.
Great creativity by him to get the ball to Troy.
Had to scramble out of the pocket. Credit to Troy Adkins as well for coming back to the quarterback. Getting to a spot where he had the opportunity to escape from the 10. Reese drops back. Got a man on the left side. It's bobbled.
But we got a flag.
Yeah, it was called off. False start on the Owls. So that'll
bring in the game. When you're that close, you can't have.
Never said that before.
Really? I was gifted a watch just now by a random person.
Actually, I was gifted a watch. It's funny you say that because I was gifted a watch. No, I let you see it.
Is that what it was?
First and goal after I was gifted a watch and not Cam. Reese drops back, looks to the right side. It's caught and brought down inside the 10.
Yeah, I mean, can Donk get the yards back?
Yeah, they got it to, all the way to the 5-yard line.
That watch would look so much better. Hayes Owls, 2nd down from the 5-yard line.
Backs, directing traffic. Drops back, looks to his right, airs it out, and it just goes over the hand of the hands of Isaiah Fitton.
Snuck out of that one. I like the play calling. I mean, you're 5 yards out. Take your shot right there to the end zone. I expect Cowden Sport to bring the house right here.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to drop.
I'd like to see them run something similar with Laktash alone on the left side of the field.
Which they have him alone right now.
There they go. They send Adkins in motion to the right. They drop back. There's Laktash by himself. He curls out, and it's bobbled by the defender and almost picked off, but he couldn't come away with it.
Yeah, well,
Laktash tried to force it in there, and that.
Yeah, Talon, yeah, he.
Allen, rather, yeah, tried to force it in there.
Not his best pass. I've seen him throw.
I think he was
that.
Just trying to make something happen there. That's
sophomore.
Yeah, yeah,
make a name for himself.
Trying to keep the Owls in this game, but there's still a lot of time. They've got another shot. Fourth down, 5 wide.
Your best play right here,
Reese. The 5. The snap drops back. Looks to his left. Bobbled again and dropped. And so the Falcons pulled Pat Brown downs at the 5.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I mean, there's got to be a run in there. Gattisport knew that was going to
be. Would have tried it on the 3rd, maybe, knowing you're going for it on 4th.
Yeah. Either way, didn't work out for Bradford. Back on defense. They got Gattisport backed up. Now, interesting, they could get a safety here.
And then they're down by 8. Or, no, they're not.
No.
Listen, and then they're down by 9. Listen.
Either way, still 2 possession game.
It's 8:10 left in the game, and 1st down for Cowdy is of a yard. Bring up 2nd and 11. Yeah, we tick inside of 8 minutes left in the game. 2nd and 11 at the 4-yard line, and Cattersport will take all the time they can. Though there isn't, interestingly enough, there's no play clock. So
nope.
Play at any point. If anybody's going crazy wondering, there's no play clock because there's an actual technical malfunction on the play clock. So here's your 2nd down. It's again maybe a short game drummed up there. Yeah, game. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're right.
I was. I brought my own today to the pen to me.
Yeah, well, I gave you a pen last week, remember, and you kept it, so I had to give you another pen.
Well, I had journal.
That's thoughtful of you. 3rd and 8 to go from the 7-yard line. Court drops back, airs with the handoff. The 1st.
I expect Cowdersport to.
I mean, be silly not to. Yeah. With the 2-possession lead. If you're up by a single possession.
You may be wondering why the new PIAA rule, the COVID call, allows the players to go down to the 10-yard line now, 25.
I was wondering that. Funny you should mention. 6 minutes to go. Cattersport punt is up and blocked. Yeah. It's blocked.
Safety.
And
hold on.
That touchdown. Might be a touchdown. Yeah. Touchdown Owls on the blocked punt.
By none other than, was that A.J. Gleason?
I think I saw Gleason with the block.
Yeah, Gleason with the block, and I think Evan Whitmore recovered it for a touchdown for the Owls. Holy, that's a shot that you need.
Seen that a while.
Oops, don't count those Owls yet. Parkway magic is alive and well here.
So the Owls will go for 2. It's 30-25, 5:50 left in the game following the blocked punt. Covered for a touchdown. Hops back, got a man to his right. It's caught, and
he's in.
The 2-point is good.
It's now 30-27, a three-point game. The Owls trail the countersport. 30-27 with 5:50 left to go here in the Owls' home opener. And the Owls are back in this game. The fans are back in this game. And we'll be back with about 6 minutes left. Radford Owls home opener. Radford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this is a special group of the WESB participants include these Marques and Sons, made in tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives and services. Winner Circle sponsors, putting right here on your season ticket, WB Sports in
WESB Sports.
The Owls set to kick off here following a very exciting touchdown. Blocked punt put in the end zone by Evan Whitmore. Kickoff. To jump on top of it at about the 27. So Gleason breaks through, blocks that punt inside the 10. It rolls into the end zone, and Evan Whitmore able to jump on top of it. Conversion is good from Reese to, was it Atkins?
Yep. And Atkins fought for points.
Yes.
He was bottled
up. He was stopped short.
And then he lowered just across the plane.
Yeah, it was no sure thing when he caught that ball that he was going to convert. But he did find on the second effort. And now the Falcons are just a three here. First and 10, handoff, and a short gain of 3 yards.
Sophomore and in.
Going to bring up a second and 8 now from the 30-yard line.
Just got word that Evan Whitmore, 10 tackles so far.
10.
Double digit.
Making a bid for the MVP of the game, the Model T MVP of the game. Second and 8 for Countersport. Clock ticks down near 5 minutes now. Here's the handoff to Ott. Ott. Hit on the line, and he's pushed back for no game. Going to bring up a 3rd and 8.
Pop up.
Got a yard on forward progress, so bring up 3rd and 6. Yeah, 3rd and 6. Big one.
This is could
almost have to, right? I mean,
yeah,
with this field position.
Yeah, and this.
But remember, their punter is Ayers.
Yep.
They're coming anytime. 4:11 left in the game. Countersport will get away. They do still have, so they're still in the driver's seat. But the Owls now with possession.
Uh-oh, penalty coming in.
Yeah, it is down on the other side of the field, near closer to the kick. Yeah, it's on the Owls.
Little things, Jimmy.
Little things. I think you said something like that.
I said that. You got to control. Out shot. Play football. Offense back farther, making more.
Left to go. The Owls trying to fight back into this one. They held a lead at one point. Take it back. And then build on it a bit with back-to-back touchdowns of their own. A blocked punt for back in 27. I thought they already tacked on the. Oh, no. That was the spot of the return.
Hey, here you go, Jimmy. You're running it off. It's right here. And you're at your 16-yard line. 84 yards to go. Tough task. Let's do it, Owls.
This is exactly what Sean Clifford did last night. 80 yards on 8 play. And, so here is Reese. Drops back. Finds Laktash. It's caught at the 20. At the 18, rather. And he's broken 3 tackles, but can't seem to move forward. He's brought down.
You got plenty of time. Don't get worried about the time.
Ton of time.
3 points. Yes. They're good.
Laktash made some moves there, man, but he just couldn't get forward every time he shook off the snap. 2nd and 8. Out to the side. There's Atkins. It's caught. And another short gain, maybe another yard, will bring up.
Positive play out of, but the 1 yard gains aren't going to do.
No, I mean, that was close. Atkins is a tackle away from right there for sure. Defense there to make that play. Kept him in bounds as well, which keeps the clock moving. 2:50 now. Yeah, 3rd and long.
Full safety look here.
Reese, the snap, drops back, looks to his left.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's thrown short as Laktash has to come back for it. Can't get to the ball, and that brings up a 4th down. Have to punt it.
Yeah, I mean, you have 3 timeouts.
There's too much time. Yeah, there's too much time. You have to punt it.
Countersport gets the 1st down. The game's over. So here it is. Talon, here's your moment. This is the big moment in this young career. Can you convert a difficult 4th down? You're backed up.
Here it is. Reese and drops back, looks to the right, across the middle. Intended, is that Gleason?
Yeah, I mean, he got whacked.
Yeah, it was Gleason, and he's hit
a fraction.
Impossible to as an incomplete.
Got
to
get a stop here.
That'd so we'll take a we've got 2.5 minutes to go. Countersport, the Owls had to convert that 4th down, their drive alive, but they still have heavy offense. 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, Countersport, if you're the count, call that timeout. And if you're the Owls defense, you got to sell out. I mean, you have to try to stop the play, than the tracks. It's kind of a massive high risk, high reward. I expect to see some pressure.
Yeah, you got to get to be a big gain. Not quite a first down. Oh, it will. It will move the maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be a first down. And it's on that play, you got to, if they're already going to get, they have, instead of wasting the time, first down at that point and try to do it again, restart the series, you're going to lose about 40, 45 seconds.
Yeah, we're at two now. First and goal from the 10. Can the Owls get the stop? Cottersport knocking on the door. Ayers with a keeper. He's inside the five and finds the end zone. Walks in. Ayers with a 10-yard TD. That might have been the dagger. 1:47 to go. The Owls will have to prove that it wasn't on their next possession.
But I mean, that's to be expected when you're selling out on the run. You just got to, the defensive end, stay home to prevent a play like that. But Cottersport did a good job at blocking that contain, getting him out of the way.
Back to a two-possession game. It's now up to 9. Here's the handoff for the two-point conversion, and that's in.
38-27.
Yeah, 38-27 to the lead. Back to 11, and the Owls have a minute 47 to work. So, like I said, if that wasn't the dagger, the Owls will have to prove that it wasn't almost immediately.
Yeah, got to score real quick.
A minute 47 to go. The Owls will have the ball quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. Likely the rest of the Owls home open. 8-20. A minute 47. 10-yard Ayers run for the Falcons. The kick is up and away. Hauled in at about the 17-yard line. Laktash at the 30. Fighting. Progress at about the 31.
All right, time to go. You got to make this quick. We're going to probably try to bring 3 or 4 in on for pressure and everyone else in the coverage. Tough task.
So Reese, a 1st and 1 at the 31-yard line. Sends Adkins to right. The snap. Drops back. Shovel pass to Adkins. Adkins is across the 35 and stretches out to about the 40.
You got
to
hurry up.
Adkins trying to run. The rest of the Owls follow, directing traffic. 2nd and 1 with a minute 24 left, and there's the spike. The clock for 3rd and 1.
I mean, you probably could have got another spike.
Maybe, you know, if that weighs into the decision, you know, possibly.
Well,
if it was
4 down regardless.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Is they still have 2 tries to get up 1 yard. If it was, you know, 2nd and 6. Reese escapes the pocket as a receiver deep, and I think it's caught.
Big time catch by Isaiah.
Isaiah Fenton with a diving catch.
You got to get up. You got to get moving.
What a catch. Gets across midfield to the 40-yard line in Cottersport territory. Diving catch by Fenton. Reese with a nice throw. Minute 10 left to go. 1st and 10. Reese sets. Drops back. Quick pass. Perry with a complete.
You got to call your timeout.
And that's going to be another 8-yard gain. Clock still running. 52 seconds. 2nd and 2, 6 seconds. A spike. Still timeouts, I believe. 3rd and 2, 45 seconds to go. Oh, the Owls still touchdown, so they need to get to work here and just find the end zone quickly. Here's the snap. Reese looks to Laktash. He's got the catch at the 30. Makes a move. 25.
You gotta get out of bounds.
And is brought down inbounds at the 22, 23-yard line. That's a nice first down. Another spike at 30 seconds to go. Where's the timeouts? They maybe saving them was a, because you still need 2 touchdowns.
Maybe, but
it doesn't make a lot of sense because now you don't have the time for a second. Either way, it's 2nd and 10 with 30 seconds to go. The Owls at the 23-yard line. Reese escapes the pocket to the right, rolls out, has Laktash, passes complete, out of bounds, short gain of about 3-4 yards, 22.7 seconds to go.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take a shot at the end zone.
Have to. Yeah, you have to take a shot. Picked onside.
Maybe 2 plays.
And you got a couple of tries, yeah.
20-yard line. Has pulls Adkins from his left side, drops back through the middle. It's intercepted by slide down, and it's Ayers. Who else? Ayers, an absolute guy for Countersport all game, comes away with game ending.
Intercepted call more than last week, so that's improved.
Yeah, fun game, certainly. Absolutely. And there's the victory formation for Countersport. And the clock inside 10 seconds and should be it from Parkway Field. And there's double zeros on the clock, and that's officially the end of the game. The Owls home opener 38-27. And the Owls drop to 0-2. It's a vast improvement over there. We do have a lot to talk about still. Certainly. We've got to that. Carrie Reed, quarter contestant. He's touchdown sweepstakes. Carrie, the Owls did score quarter. They had the blocked punt in the end zone for a touchdown. Carrie Reed wins up dinner off the Value Pack Meals in the restaurant. Carrie Reed, Zeher, and Michelle McGee, all contestants during quarters in which the Owls scored the second, third, and fourth. They all won free dinners off the Value Family Restaurant. Diana Combs in the first quarter was our contestant. She wins a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. That's Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Go get signed up today at either location, Toji's Family Restaurant, or, and we do it every week. We pull four winning names and assign them a quarter of the game. Coming up, we will have a scoring recap. We'll break it down by drive, exactly how this game played out. We'll tally up the stats and share those with you as well. Thoughts we might have from the Owls' home Countersport at Parkway Field. Again, a 30 to the Falcons. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
WGCM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Parkway Field for the Owls post-game show. A week two matchup versus the Countersport Falcons. Countersport came away 38-27, but the Owls were very much in this game. They had a couple of leads, second quarter, and they had a point deficit in the fourth quarter, a three-point deficit in the fourth quarter, having a key blocked punt, a couple of guys combined on touchdown. So we'll break down the scoring recap, exactly how that, our stats, thoughts here. So breaks down like this. In the first, the Owls kick off. They drive all the way down the field, just barely miss out on a game-opening touchdown drive. It had the touchdown reception in the end zone, hands on the ball, and the countersport defender strip it away just before I think it was signaled a touchdown. I mean, it was incredibly close. I really can't believe the way that played out. It was an incredible play. But the that set up the Falcons to strike first, led, of course, by their guy, Gavin Ayers, quarterback, very mobile quarterback, leads the offense downfield and keeps it conversion to open counter sport. And that's the only action of the first quarter. We go into the second, and Ayers gets his first passing TD, a 25-yard toss to Jackson Moss. That is Ayers again on the keeper. That's good. And finally, the Owls are able to score in the second quarter in the locker room as another skunk. It's Troy Adkins with a 5-yard touchdown run. That 2 points is no good. In fact, it ended in an interception. And it brings it to 16-6. That's our score at the half. 16-6, Cattersport leads. We open up the third quarter, and the Owls start rolling. I mean, kind of instantly. And good job by Talon. A few who started to get into the game as well. Reese, 29-yard throw to Lucas Lactash, gets his first that first connection for a touchdown. Is no good, but it's 16-12 following the Lactash TD. Then later on in the third, Reese gets his second throwing 3-yarder. This Perry, or Matt Perry, rather. Matt Perry is good to fit in. And the Owls have their first lead of the game. Later on in the third, Ayers strikes again for Countersport. It's a 5-yard TD. It's no good. Keep you to 19 for Countersport. We head into the fourth quarter, and Countersport strikes again to increase that lead back out to 11. It's a 5-yard touchdown run by fullback Xander Brown. Good by Ayers, and it's 30-9. Then in the fourth, came late. Countersport inside their own 20-yard line. Breaks through, blocks the punt, and where Evan Whitmore is on top of it for a touchdown. The 2-point after try is good, and it's 37. The Owls trail by. Then, to cap off the scoring, Gavin Ayers finds his, fourth touchdown of the night. 10-yard touchdown run is good, and it's a final score of 38-27, an 11-yard game. But to end the night, the kind of end is as the Owls are driving, trying to at least get that last touchdown and just make Ayers again does it on the defensive side of the ball. He comes with an interception at just 15 seconds left inside the 20-yard. And that's what so that's the full ring breakdown. Do we have the stats ready to go?
Yep, I can.
All right, so
start reading it off now. Talon finished 22 touchdowns. The one he did have, Troy Adkins had 10 carries for 59, averaged him out to
5'9",
yeah, which absolutely is great. And he had 5 catches for 20. AJ Gleason finished 4 catches for 34 yards, 57. Matthew Perry, 4 catches for 50, or a touchdown catch, which wasn't a catch.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah Fenton had 4 yards, and he had a 29. So that covers the offensive side of the ball. Really respectful stats there, too. That black and white compared to what last week. Defensive side of the ball, Evan Whitmore, dog today. 11 tackles and the touchdown on that block. Lactash finished with 12 tackles, 2 for between Whitmore, Joke, recoveries. So.
Right.
No, I mean, these are positive stats, and it's obviously it's in a bit the stats, and I mean, the big way, especially exciting to see where the Owls are heading moving.
I mean, 3 takeaways is huge. That first Ayers on the sideline was to replicate that again later in the game. And blocks the punt in the fourth quarter. Absolutely huge strides by this couple of passing touchdowns. Spreading the ball around. We saw at halftime that there were 3 guys with 2 receptions a pop and a good chunk of yardage. So it's they're all good signs, a lot of good signs to go. And we also already our the game was, as that was an obvious one as well.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Gleason came. I mean, he had multiple nominations, crazy to think about. But, yeah, he came in and Countersport was either backed up or driving, or they were down on the far left side.
Drive.
And he came out of nowhere, and so yeah, congrats to AJ on that.
Yeah, that's the collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collisioner at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. I mean, an absolute smack of a hit on the sideline by AJ Gleason. The MVP of the game was a tough one. It was down to a couple of guys who scored touchdowns. The guys on defense, it comes down to Evan Whitmore.
Boom.
Evan Whitmore is your Owls Model T of the Week, sponsored by the Model T and Indy. Way to go, Evan Whitmore. 11 tackles, the blocked punt. I mean, an excellent job from Whitmore and the entire defense, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
I thought played well.
Yeah, and I mean, and Evan's tackles, I mean, a tackle's a tackle. His tackles, like when he made plays, they were momentum-changing tackles, and that's why Evan's getting it. It's because of when the tackles occurred.
Timely.
Yes, and they were perfectly timed. And, yeah, I mean, Evan just played a heck of a game on special teams and on defense.
Yeah, timely hits. There's another guy, Isaiah Fitton, on back-to-back plays, left sideline, and then on the very next play, made a big hit on the right sideline. So, decision for sure. But congratulations to Evan Whitmore on the Owls Model T MVP. And that wraps it up for us. The Owls fall while Countersport. And next week, head back out on the road, a little hop, skip, and a jump to take on the Terrors. What kind of a look from the Terrors? Another run-heavy game? Do they have a guy like an air that can do a little bit of both?
No, you're going to be very nine, but they've played together youth, so they're heading that team, and it's a mix. It's their offense is based on formation, so I'm not sure what Eldred's doing this year. Last year, they were a very pass-heavy team, so, I mean, they might be run-heavy. We don't know yet until we get to that point, but I would expect
just feeding off the chemistry. Mostly.
Yes, and I mean that's what they were decent last year. So
sure.
They put up a fight. I think next week's game is a game some two. It's a very winnable game for
saw them 2 years ago as well as I last game of the regular. The Owls opted out of a long road, I think, and maybe a playoff week. Maybe the Owls have playoffs, and it's, but yeah, it should be a very good game at the Terror Dome. Otto Eldred and the Bradford Owls, and we're there broadcasting live. So thank you for joining us for my Cameron Snodgrass, my color commentator, for my producer Nick Young's back at the station, and my statistician Mark Irvin. This is Bradford. I'm Jimmy Keltz, and this has been Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.